This Rise and Shine podcast series has been made possible by the generosity of the Zitelman Family Foundation, which is committed to the unity and continuity of the Jewish people through meaningful and relevant Jewish education and wisdom.
The great sages taught that the face of a person is considered public property, and one should always smile at everyone. A sour face can damage the mood of others, and we are never allowed to inflict damage to others. How much happier would the world be if we all smiled at each other?
This is Rise and Shine, a podcast that offers timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations to fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note. Here is Adrienne Gold Davis.
So I was having my hands and feet done the other day at my local mani-pedi spot. I just love it there. It's not fancy. The prices are really reasonable, and the people are just like ordinary folk. In fact, given the multicultural population of my neighborhood, the chatter is so diverse, from the Vietnamese of the owner and her staff to the dialects and languages from all continents of the earth. It's a cacophony of sounds, all united around the thrill of an inexpensive manicure. Now, the owner, her name's Lily, grows these gorgeous flowers in her garden at home, and often she gives her customers bouquets in the summer to take home with them. And everyone there smiles all the time, the staff and the customers. It's just an incredible place. So on this particular day, there happened to have been an Irish woman regaling the entire salon with stories of her homeland. She was having her naturally red hair brightened, and she was telling us about how many shades of red exist in her hometown of Dublin. Then she said that perhaps she was talking too much, but then back home people chat to you even when you're having your hair washed. And then she said, "We Irish are really chatty and friendly, not like some countries." But you know who are really surprisingly friendly, she said. And then she stage whispered, "The Jews." "Oh," I said, "Jews like me? Why do you feel the need to whisper?" I asked her. "Well, these days," she said, "you just never know who you're talking to." As the conversation unfolded, my posture was becoming erect. My heart started to race. I was straight into fight or flight, but knowing my nature, it would most likely be a fight. Where's she going with this, I wondered. She continued on to explain that given everything that Jews had been through, it was a wonder that they were so warm and friendly despite it. She said it proved that oppression and racism did not change fundamentally the character of a person or even of a nation. And then, of course, I relaxed, because she's absolutely correct, even though stereotyping an entire group of people isn't so kosher either. It has been written, though, that chesed, or loving kindness, is the core ethical virtue. Loving kindness is closely linked with compassion. Lack of compassion marks people as cruel, and the Torah repeatedly commands the prophets protect the widow, the orphan, the stranger. In Perkei Avot, the Ethics of Our Fathers, we read this statement. Shammai says, "Receive or greet every person with a pleasant countenance. Smile. Be warm." And then I remembered a story I had read in an exquisite book by Yaffa Ilyach called Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust. And while its contents are startling and often tragic, the standard of goodness and warmth permeates every chapter. I'm going to take the liberty of reading this chapter to you right now. Near the city of Danzig lived a well-to-do Hasidic rabbi, head of a prominent Hasidic dynasty. Dressed in a tailored black suit, wearing a top hat, and carrying a silver walking cane, the rabbi would take his daily morning stroll accompanied by his tall, handsome son-in-law. During his morning walk, it was the rabbi's custom to greet every man, woman, and child whom he met on his way with a warm smile and a cordial good morning. Over the years, the rabbi became acquainted with many of his fellow townspeople this way, and he would always greet them by their proper title and name. Near the outskirts of town, in the fields, he would exchange greetings with Herr Müller, a Polish ethnic German. "Good morning, Herr Müller," the rabbi would hasten to greet the man who worked in the fields. "Good morning, Herr Rabbiner," would come the response with a good-natured smile. And then the war began. The rabbi's stroll stopped abruptly. Herr Müller donned an SS uniform and disappeared from the fields. The fate of the rabbi was like that of much of the rest of Polish Jewry. He lost his family in the death camp of Treblinka, and after great suffering, was deported to Auschwitz. One day, during a selection at Auschwitz, the rabbi stood on line with hundreds of other Jews, awaiting the moment when their fates would be decided for life or death. Dressed in a striped camp uniform, head and beard shaven, eyes feverish from starvation and disease, the rabbi looked like a walking skeleton. "Right, left, left, left," the voice in the distance grew nearer. Suddenly, the rabbi had a great urge to see the face of the man with the snow-white gloves, small baton, and steely voice, who played God and decided who should live and who should die. He lifted his eyes and heard his own voice speaking. "Good morning, Herr Müller." "Good morning, Herr Rabbiner," responded a human voice behind the SS cap adorned with skull and bones. "What are you doing here?" A faint smile appeared on the rabbi's lips. The baton moved to the right, to life. The following day, the rabbi was transferred to a safer camp. The rabbi, now in his 80s, told me in his gentle voice, "This is the power of a good morning greeting. A man must always greet his fellow man." In an article on this matter, Rabbi Pearl wrote that smiling is at the root of who we are as human beings. In fact, it's the very first thing parents take pride in when they monitor their infant's development. A baby, long before it even begins to communicate verbally and physically, feels the message of a smile instinctively and almost always responds in kind. The great sages taught that the face of a person is considered public property, and one should always smile at everyone. A sour face can damage the mood of others, and we are never allowed to inflict damage to others. How much happier, he asks, would the world be if we all smiled at each other? This week, can we practice this principle and do away with that resting you-know-what face that so many of us walk around with? Can you take on the challenge to greet others before they greet you? To actually initiate warmth with a stranger just for the sake of healing the human race? Can you receive each person with a pleasant countenance, especially when you're feeling otherwise? You know, it takes about 13 muscles to smile at someone. If you compare that to the approximately 47 muscles it takes to frown, let's focus on the path of least resistance and light up the world. Even when we as a nation are mentioned in a whisper, let the contents of the conversation be of our greatness. Am Yisrael Chai.
Thanks for listening to Rise and Shine. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Momentum Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join Adrian again next time for more timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations that fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note.
This podcast was sponsored by the Zeitelman Family Foundation. Spread the wisdom. Inspire Jewish individuals around the globe by supporting Momentum's podcasts. To sponsor, contact podcast@momentumunlimited.org. You're listening to a Momentum podcast. For unlimited inspiration, wisdom, and empowerment, visit momentumunlimited.org.